in Uptown Roswell. I lived in Uptown Roswell, and the dividing line, or where they placed it, was at the Roswell store. It's no longer, it's like the, it's restaurants, and it's where the area park, and people go now for a lot of concerts and a lot of things is happening. And but uptown and downtown is what you would call Roswell. And going back and forth, you know, my friends, some of them lived downtown, I called it, and then some of them lived uptown.
Okay. We're just about at the end of the tape here. Can you think for a moment about any key historical moments that you would like to comment on for future generations to have and to remember?
I guess a centennial event in Roswell, the first one they ever had. My mother made us these big hoop dresses, long like they wore back in the 1900s, and we had a big event in downtown on the city square there in Roswell.
And when did this happen?
When Roswell was 100 years old.
Okay.
1776 to, we've been 1976 then.
And what types of activities did they have there?
Oh, they wanted everybody to dress Annabelle, Antebellum, and the men to dress in their top hats and their suits, and just our church really got behind this and thought it was a great thing. And so my mother would sew dresses for, I know she wore a blue with the black trim. I still have it at home, the dress that she wore. And they were big hoop skirts. And I don't know of what happened. I was about 11, 12 when they had this, and or might have been older, but I thought that was the biggest event. And we used to have parades. It was called a Youth Day Parade, and I would ride on the parades and different things. The church would either have one or the school have one, have a float in the parade. And it was, we really would raise money then after that. As a young girl, I can remember selling hot dogs uptown Roswell in front of Mr. Vickery's store for the city area park that we have now. And it was called the Youth Day Parades, and we had them every year in October.
Uh-huh.
And they still have them today.
Wonderful. Is there anything else that you'd like to comment on?
Like you said, when I get home, I probably can think of a thousand things, but it's been a very good life here in Roswell.
Thank you very much.